Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's a good day for a rainy, crappy day. I have this theory. I don't know if you've ever been to a funeral in the rain, but like a rainy day for a funeral always just feels appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And after everything that happened last night from a sports perspective, just a rainy day feels appropriate.
Yeah, it definitely fits the mood.
Now, driving from Raleigh to Richmond in biblical rain on small roads, not as much fun. Toby, not as much fun.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it was a bear to get in today just around here. I can only imagine.
You know what? I can't wait, Toby. How much fun do you think my ride home is going to be? From Richmond to D.C., there will be wheels moving on my truck by 1:55 p.m. I'm going to play a hunch. I think there's going to be bad traffic.
Yeah, it seems
95,
like
the Beltway, Tyson's, GW Construction. Woo!
Seems like a miserable day, JP. Kind of fits with the mood.
I'm going to tell you the truth, Toby. When my car gets to my home, there's going to be a big old cocktail because it's 10:30 in the morning. I believe we're going to be joined by Craig Lachlan here, the locker, in a minute or two. But, dude, how did you feel going into that game last night? Because I talked to somebody at the end of the first, and I was like, man, is this what you expected? And this is somebody that knows stuff adjacent to the organization. And they're like, honestly, yeah. Like, I fear that from a Caps perspective, we're starting to be a little resigned to Carolina just might have their number.
Yeah, I mean, I felt more confident going into this one, but you saw a good first period in Game 3, so you're hoping that maybe some of that would carry over, but they've just looked so outplayed most of this series. And so, I mean, you can only feel so confident when the other team is going to shoot more than you, they're going to have the puck more than you, and they're going to spend more time in your zone. Regardless of how you say that's just their style and all this stuff, I get all that. But you can only be so confident when the other team has just been that much better in the series. And so, you know, I was hoping that they would come out with a little more intensity. And you've seen stretches where they look like the Capitals that we saw for a majority
of
the season.
Even last night, there were stretches.
But it's so few and far between, JP. In a 60-minute game, you maybe see 10 minutes of it. And so last night, even when you'd finally see it, it wasn't long enough that they were able to sustain anything to finally get something going. They get a 5-on-3 and finally able to capitalize. But it's just there wasn't enough of that. And there hasn't been enough in this series, frankly. When you look at just the amount of periods that have been played well for the Capitals through four games, you probably two, maybe three, where you feel like they were definitively better than the Hurricanes, and the Canes have the rest of them. It's just, yeah, it's tough.
I was talking with Kerwin last night. Going into that game, they'd played nine periods, right? Three games, three periods of pop. I guess a very brief overtime period, if you want to be technical. I think you could say going into last night, they had been the better team for three of nine periods. And I fear if you say it now, you're saying three of 12. And eventually, I mean, there's a reason most professional sports playoffs outside of football, but the rest of them or multiple game series is because they want to identify the best team. And if you just extrapolate the numbers out over time, the best team will likely emerge. And there's not a lot of data points you can point to right now to suggest Washington is the better team, at least right now. I understand they have the better regular season. There is also nothing preventing them from what would be not quite historic, because it's 3-1. It's not unheard of, but like a really incredible, inspiring, remarkable comeback in the series. To anybody that is driving on 355 or Route 29 to Charlottesville, there is zero preventing them. There is no tariff. There is no law. There is no rule that will not allow the Washington Capitals to come back in the series. It might happen. So I want to at least point that out. Like, there's a game Thursday night. There's a reason they play the games. But through four games, undoubtedly, Carolina's been better.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where you were seeing in this game that Carolina was getting chances on the penalty kill that Washington wasn't getting on the power play. Like, it's just incredible stuff that was just...
They got more shorties, at least early on, than the Caps were getting shots, actual shots on goal in the power play.
Yeah, it was so disappointing to see all of that. But, I mean, if you want to look on the other side and be positive today... You say, well, when they
lost. I'm not sure I'm that guy today, but I'll give you everything I got.
Well, when you lose one at home, that means now you have to win one on the road, and there's still an opportunity to do that. And if they can take care of home ice the rest of the way, then there's your shot. Now, it makes it a lot more difficult when you say you got to win three in a row against a team that has pretty thoroughly outplayed you in the series, but they can flip a switch. And I thought a majority of game two, they looked like the better hockey team. And especially in that second period, they came out and played much better. So if they can find a way to get back to that, whatever that was in the second period versus what we've seen a majority of the other the rest of the series, then yeah, you've still got a shot. I mean, this is one of the best teams in hockey, so you don't want to write them off just yet, but being down 3-1, you can't have any margin for error, and unfortunately for the Capitals, it seems like a lot of stuff is bouncing the Hurricanes' way, and so when now you have a razor-thin margin for error, and it seems like the puck luck is on Carolina's side, you're really in a world of hurt.
World of hurt sounds correct. It is hard to see a way for them to win. Don't want to say they can't because they can, but I do think, you know, Carberry, like a lot of those guys struck the right note in their postgame comments. Talking with Tom Wilson, talked to Dylan Strome, and they're like, we just got to turn it around. Backs against the wall. It'll be great to get home. And I think they mean it. I don't know that they'll be able to pull it off because the other guys are buzzing. And what really hurts in this scenario is that all of a sudden Carolina has the hotter goalie. And people that want to blame last night on LT are nuts as far as I'm concerned. But like the second goal particularly was a little soft. And they had the third goal in game three was a little soft. Or maybe it was the second. But...
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I think LT's been really good all playoffs, and just all of a sudden, Anderson's better. What a lame name, Fred Anderson. It sounds like the like the neighbor on an 80s sitcom. Well, like, it's just so dorky.
And I know some people are going to look at it and say shot attempts and how much does that really matter versus high quality. I mean, the reality is that Logan Thompson has had to deal with a lot more shots than Freddie Anderson, right? Like, I mean, it just naturally, it seems like, even though you might be the better goalie, when you're going to face twice as many shots on goal, sometimes one's going to get through. And that's the style that Carolina plays. That's not necessarily the style the Capitals play. But listening to Alan May with the Junks a little bit earlier today, he was kind of talking about maybe the Capitals have to adopt a little bit of that philosophy, not go full on Carolina, but maybe just start throwing more pucks to the net and see what happens. Because that's the if I were going to build a hockey team, JP, and I were going to go into the playoffs, I like the way Carolina plays, where I'm going to try and be in your defensive zone. I'm going to be in my offensive zone. I'm going to just throw pucks at the net and see what happens. I'm going to be aggressive. And if you're able to combat it and beat me, then I'll live with it. But that's kind of how Carolina's been playing, and there hasn't been much of a counterpunch for the Capitals. And so, in turn, you need Logan Thompson to be spectacular. And for most of the series, I think he has. He's given up a couple, you know, light ones last night maybe, but that's naturally going to happen too when you face twice as many shots. They've got to find ways to get pucks on net and just see what happens. The goal that they lost in game one, it's not like it was a spectacular chance for Carolina, but there's traffic in front. He doesn't see it till too late, and it slips through. Those sorts of things happen. Like, that's kind of the nature of hockey. So always looking for the perfect shot maybe isn't the way to go when the other team is just looking at every puck saying, how many can we just shoot this? And they've done that, and a couple got through last night, and you're on the short end again.
Yeah. I mean, it's been disheartening, to say the least. You couple that with the Wiz, and just knowing that the Wiz and the Caps are monumental sports, and, I mean, what a gut punch that had to be for Ted and, you know, ownership and the people involved. That I had heard 6 weeks ago from folks over there, you know, May 12th is going to be a really big night for the organization. And I saw Will Dawkins. I read a story from Chase Hughes last night, and Will Dawkins said all the right things and explained that, you know, we didn't have any picks, so it's not like we lost anything. We're really excited. They have 6-18 now. A lot of reasons to think they're going to get good players, but, you know, the NBA is about stars more than anything, and sometimes you can draft and develop them. I mean, Jokic is probably the best example, I'd say, in Washington. Gilbert Arenas, even though he wasn't drafted here, they saw something in him, gave him a huge deal. He signed here. He was a second rounder. Like, players can come from anywhere. Terry McLaurin's a third rounder. Like, players can come from anywhere, but in a top-heavy league, you'd like to be at the top, and the Wiz aren't there. We have a lot to discuss. Let me go through what's coming. John Hollinger is going to join us to talk NBA draft at 11, talk about kind of what options there are maybe for the Wizards. Our guy Barstool Nate's going to join us at noon. There is plenty to discuss. I'm going to see if I can drag Michael Phillips from down the hall to come sit with us for a little bit. I am live in Richmond, Virginia at an incredibly hard-to-find radio studio. I've now worked three different Odyssey stations. I've worked at ours, obviously, WJFK in D.C., in Nat's Navy Yard. I got to work at WFAN for a couple days, this time last year when the Caps were getting swept by the Rangers. WFAN, obviously a titan of the radio industry up in New York City. And now I've worked the Richmond office. I might do some power rankings of the various Odyssey offices.
Okay.
Pros and cons.
I'm going to tell you one thing. The con is sitting in this prison cell in JFK Studios. I'm sitting in your seat currently. I get it.
Yeah, I mean, that studio really sucks. Really does. But it's significantly harder. It's significantly easier to find than this one here in Richmond. I got pros and cons about everything. They got free parking here, Toby. Mm. Nobody go anywhere. It's me, Mitchell Finley, and Toby.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.